Amy and Chris, there's nothing that gets the juices flowing for John Berry, the director of the Office of Personnel Management, like the thought of people who might want to harm or kill federal employees. And that's why he told the Excellence in Government attendees it was important to mark what he called a very solemn anniversary.
15 years ago, almost to the hour, 168 people died in the terrorist bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. People beginning their work day, bystanders, children. Nearly 100 federal employees. President Clinton did not mince words. That day he addressed the nation saying the attack, quote, was an act of cowardice and it was evil. The United States will not tolerate it, and I will not allow the people of this country to be intimidated by evil cowards. The federal workers who died that day worked to make America better and safer, just like today's civil servants, just like all of you, just like Vernon Hunter, a Vietnam War veteran and a manager of revenue officers for the IRS, who was killed in an airplane attack on the Austin IRS building only a month ago. Commissioner Shulman spoke eloquently earlier this month about the spirit of public service and the people who perform it. He quoted Mr. Hunter's son, Ken, who instead of reacting like many of us could in that horrible circumstance with anger or hatred, his son simply said, "If he would have only talked to my dad would have helped him." Since 1995, over 2,185 employees of our civil service have made the supreme sacrifice for their nation and for our neighbors. Last month, in the wake of these recent attacks on federal workers, President Obama renewed the government's commitment to protect its own, stating clearly, quote, "My administration is fully committed to the safety of our federal employees and preventing acts of violence against them. As long as there are those who would use violence to oppose us in the faithful discharge of our duties under the Constitution, we must and we will remain vigilant and united behind our flag and the courage and the integrity it represents. To honor those lost in federal service in Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995, and all of our federal employees who have died doing their jobs, I'd ask you to please stand and join me in observing a moment of silence." Thank you very much.
Berry used the remainder of his address to recount some of the progress that OPM has made in the 1 year since he became director, including his efforts to revamp the USAJobs.gov website, the restoration of the Federal Labor Management Council's efforts to, as he put it, drive a stake into the heart of the KSAs, the Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities Essays. Tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, John Berry talks about a new initiative regarding new technologies that's literally brewing in the basement of the OPM building at 19th and E Streets. Amy and Chris,